audio streaming for radio, internet stations and FM alike. www.simplecast.co.uk. Custom packages, bargain starter packages, domain name sales with auto setup within 5 minutes. If you've thought of a broadcast, we've thought of a solution. www.simplecast.co.uk. Temp Network provides productive and reliable temporary staff to your business. We supply temps across Kent within food production, fulfillment houses, picking and packing environments, and warehouse staff. With great value for money charge rates, error-free invoicing, and highly trained consultants. Shouldn't Temp Network be supporting your business? For more information, please contact us on 01892 531 777 or visit tempnetwork.co.uk.
The Business Bunker. Email us now, bunker@kentbusinessradio.co.uk. Paul Andrews with The Business Bunker, kentbusinessradio.co.uk.
Good afternoon. Welcome to The Business Bunker Show on Tuesday the 27th of August. You're listening to me, Paul Andrews, and the stonkingly, gorgeously holidayed out, Jules Serkin.
Hello, Mr.
Hello,
Andrews.
Jules. How are you?
Well, I had a fantastic little, time. And
on your fourth holiday of the summer. You have more holidays than the Prime Minister.
At seavilla.eu. Let's not, that poor man. Mm. I mean, you know, every time he goes away, he gets...
What?
Criticised.
Yeah, whatever.
This time a pause is really long on radio.
So you had a nice holiday?
I had a little bit of a scrape, Paul Andrews.
No.
Yeah, a little bit of a scrape on holiday, because what happened was there was a Medusa alert. Do you know what a Medusa is?
I know what the mythic Medusa is, yeah.
No, there was a real, you know, they are jellyfish.
Oh, right, right,
they
right,
do
right,
have
yeah.
Portuguese men of war out there, you know. And so there was a jellyfish alert.
Do you know we were discussing those on the show last week with Steve Trim? Yeah.
Oh, does he deal with venom jellyfish stings?
He doesn't have jellyfish at the moment, but he was aware of them and their venom. Yes.
I could have bought him a corker back. So I went in the sea.
They're sausages.
No, that's a porker.
Corker are definitely sausages.
Well, you're a porker. I'm one of
corker.
The two. I'm getting mixed up.
Hodes, corkers. Come on,
really?
Get on with it.
Anyway, so there was a Medusa alert in Havia.
I've fallen asleep now. Sorry.
And, Paul Andrews, I went in because I was so hot, it was like 38 degrees, went in for my swim, and I got stung once under the arm, which is just fading. I don't know whether you can see little red spots.
Oh, blimey. Yeah.
Yeah. And then...
I thought that was a shaving rash.
I've got another one to show you after the show, because it's on my tummy and I wore a dress. Had I worn a skirt, I would have gone like that, listener. I would have just lifted the top. But I'm scarred for life. I've got three great...
You're scarred for life. you want to see the contents of my brain?
I've got three big jellyfish stings on my tummy. And,
blimey.
And yeah, red welts.
You don't expect that in your swimming pool, do you?
No. I was in the sea in
Havia. Right.
Keep up.
Okay, right.
Anyway, you're always showing me your ailments. Makes a change.
I'm always showing you what?
Your ailments
right.
When I come in. Of a Tuesday.
So, hold on a second.
So, Medusa. So,
I mean, presumably that was very painful.
It was. I was very brave. And, in fact, my new husband, at G Serkin on Twitter, who works for Bloomberg, head of international emerging markets, he was quite shocked because 5 minutes later, as I was bravely sipping a mojito, just to, you know, I had to chase a few lifeguards, get some ammonia put on it, which
right.
they always rub in for me. And... As I was having my ammonia rubbed in and sipping my mojito, lying, you know, prone.
Yeah,
like
naked,
this, like
on the beach. Yeah,
looking
yeah.
wan.
Yeah.
A lady got stung and she came out sobbing. So then my new husband was very sweet to me because he realised how brave I'd been.
Right, okay.
Yeah, so I was very brave.
So how long did the pain last?
Oh, quite a while. I mean, 3-4 mojitos, I'd say.
So about five minutes or so.
And a bit of paella.
Yeah. Oh, 10 minutes.
And that's and then to get over it, that's when I went to my karaoke. And thank you very much for your suggestion of what I should sing.
Yeah, 2 o'clock in the morning, tweeting me, going, whoa, what should I do in the karaoke now?
Show me the way to go home.
Yeah, did you sing it?
No. I sang My Way.
Oh, blimey.
No, I didn't really. I sang Luther Vandross very well.
Did you?
And then I did...
You were a hit, were you?
Then I got... I got the taste for it then. I got you, babe. Jules,
I know you got the taste for it because my Twitter was going off between 1 a.m. and 4 a.m.
Oh.
with your repeated request for what shall I sing now?
Is that why you've got your dark circles?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I'm glad you had a nice holiday.
Who's on the show, Paul Andrews? I've forgotten. Enough of me.
We've got a full lineup of guests, actually, today. We've got Sonia Huron, Miriam McGurk, and joined on the telephone by Derek Arden. But we'll come to all those guys in a moment.
Is that Miriam McGurk, the writer?
That is Miriam McGurk, our listener from Turkey.
Yes. Flown in specially.
Absolutely. Flown in, parachuted in.
No, a little Turkish carpet. You know,
you're
like
just being
Sinbad.
Sinbad,
isn't that where he came from?
Anyway.
Istanbul, just south of the mosque he lives. Sinbad. You must know Sinbad.
Yeah, thank you for that.
On her Eshak, maybe.
Yeah, no, we're back to the donkey cheese. No, anyway, listen, enough of all that nonsense. We'd like to hear from you, the businesses of Kent. And you can get in touch with us a number of ways while we're on air, and we'd love to hear from you. You can call us on 01303 874 998, or you can email me at bunker@kentbusinessradio.co.uk. But the most likely way to get hold of me is to tweet me. And you can tweet me at VanillaWeb. And please tweet if you'd like a shout-out for your business, organisation, fundraiser, or whatever you're doing. We'd love to hear from you. This show is all about the businesses of Kent. And to that end, I think we will kick off, Jules, with one of your emails.
Yes, but may I just say, we've just had a tweet from the fabulous AK Pet Services, Adrian, who says, listening to the fabulous Business Bunker with the brilliant Jules Serkin and Paul Andrews, listen in at 1 o'clock live, and he's on the way to PDSA in Gillingham with a poorly dog.
Really?
Wonder what
Despite the fact that I said I'd do the tweets and you do the emails, you're going to do the tweets as long as they're nice to you.
Yeah, well, the ones
understand.
That don't mention me.
I understand.
Like Alan Oak, he often misses me off, which upsets me, really.
Really?
Did you know that the East Kent B2B will have speakers Derek Arden and Caroline Marsh? The exhibition will be with over 80 business showcases. There'll be a free learning workshop, a chance to keep up to date and hear lots of money-saving ideas. Meet some key decision makers from Kent and beyond who are eager to meet new businesses. There'll be free business advice, one-to-one meetings covering all areas of business, speed networking running throughout the day. And if you're thinking of starting a business, come and find out more. Now, where is this going to be? This is going to be at the Augustine House, Rodeus Town, Canterbury. Where's Rodeus Town?
Well, Augustine House is Christchurch University, isn't
yeah.
it? Yeah.
So I don't know about Rodeus Town. It's like they've made their own village.
That's that big roundabout at the top.
So they've made their own little village there.
I guess so, yeah.
I'll read out the sat-nav in a minute if you want to write it down, get a pen. The date is, for your diary, the 10th of September, which reminds me, Chris Connect's just given me a date for my diary, November something, I've already forgotten, 9.30 to 4pm. So that's Tuesday the 10th of September this year, 9.30 to 4, and that is the East Kent B2B, and the sat-nav direction is Canterbury, C for Charlie, T for Tango, 1, 2, Y for Yacht, and A for Andrews. So, speakers, Derek Arden, don't miss that, with Caroline Marsh also.
Cool.
And the University of Kent, ICE, Innovate for the Future. Tuesday the 3rd of September, so that's next Tuesday. Grimmond Building, University of Kent, Canterbury Campus. This is your last chance to register for ICE 2013. Paul Andrews, what is ICE? It's Innovation, Creativity and Enterprise. Did you
really?
Know?
Really? I did actually, yeah.
You know everything.
Yeah.
Please join us for an afternoon of Innovation, Creativity and Enterprise on the 29th of August. That's Thursday of this week at 10 a.m. Well, registration closes at 10 a.m. So there are fantastic speakers, including IBM and KPMG. That's Pete Marwick.
Well, used to be, yeah. Yeah, they're just known as KPMG now.
Oh, really? They don't have names anymore?
No.
Networking and an innovation zone, showcasing cutting-edge ideas from a range of academic schools which would help your business grow. So details of that will be on the Business Bunker after the show.
Fantastic.
Do check that out.
Thank you, Jules. I'm going to start with some of the tweets, but do keep your tweets coming.
Mm-hmm.
As Jules has said, we have had a tweet from Adrian Kearney of AK Pet Services.
I want to know what his dog is that he's taking in.
I'm sure he'll tell us shortly.
Probably a Labrador.
We have a new listener, Mr. Paul Kelly of Eden Windows. and he says, hiya, if you're in the Medway area, why not visit our Windows showroom? It's the best showroom in Kent. I don't know how you find out about that, but it's Eden Windows on Twitter. So if you want to give them a follow on the Twitter, Eden Windows. We've also had another new follower, DSI Builders, and they're a building company in Dover. So do have a look out for them.
I've always wished I could marry a builder. It's a bit late now. Yeah. They're so useful, aren't they, Paul? There's always a job to be done.
I've never been attracted myself.
No. Really? No. The jeans you wear, I thought, you know, you were sort of one
no,
of them.
No. I model builder's crack, that's for sure.
Yes, you do.
Yeah. Anyway, you can follow DSI Builders on the Twitter, at DSI Builders, all one word.
Whitstable Stove Shop is saying hello. You wouldn't want a stove today in this workshop.
And now's the time to buy one, surely.
Yeah, now
you get
the
them
time.
Cheap. Now's cheap. No, you don't need one. Yeah. It's no good waiting until there's 4 foot of snow on the ground and then ringing up Mark and going, hey, Mark, I need a wood-burning stove.
That's chilly. What everybody does.
Then
there's a waiting list.
Yeah, you don't want to do that. Okay. If you want a wood-burning stove for the winter, you want to get it in now.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
So that's Whitstable Stove Shop there, just as you come into Whitstable down the Borstal Hill, first right.
Cool. We've also had a tweet from Peter Cook at the Academy of Rock.
Cookie.
And his single is winging its way up the charts. So do please buy that on iTunes and support it by looking at his YouTube video. It's called Fiscal Cliff. It's a great tune. And all power to Pete and the gang.
Well, they were helping me with my karaoke, did you see?
Yeah.
Very helpful.
Yeah.
Unlike you.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, they gave me some great suggestions.
Yeah, but they're musicians.
I know.
I was asleep.
Maybe they'll ask me to be their backing singer.
I don't think they're desperate musicians.
I think there's I did enjoy my karaoke.
Right,
I might buy a machine.
Yeah. And Not the Banker Dave, Mr. Paul Norley, has wished us all a good show and a happy week. So thank you, Paul. Thank you for that. And I hope I'm not giving away anything too soon. I don't know if you know, but if you remember, Paul is launching a peer-to-peer lending service. He's based in Maidstone.
Mm.
And it's to be called Spark.
Oh, that's a great name.
And he's just about to go live with it. And what he's looking for, he's got loads of people that want to borrow money. He needs more people that want to save.
Okay.
And there's good rates of interest if you want to save with him. So
what kind of rates of interest do you know off the top of
your head? Well, I'm not authorised by the FSA to give you financial advice on the air, Jules, but I think they're quite good.
Off the record?
Yeah.
2%.
Yeah. No, it's 6.
6%.
Yeah.
6%.
Yeah.
Okay. The Fat Carrot says hello. That's the Fat Carrot 11. She's listening in while she's making her little flapjacks, no doubt. Can almost smell them. Oh, Whitstable Stove Shop says, Paul Andrews, thanks for selling my stuff cheap.
I didn't mention prices.
Mind you, great summer offer on less than 1,500 all in for stove and install.
There you
well,
go,
I should
then.
Tell my daughter that. She's just bought a house.
There you go,
fashion.
Then, Mr. Smith. I was right.
Yeah. He gets taller every time I see him.
He's growing.
Yeah.
I tell you what it is, it's standing in all those wood chips.
It's nipping up the chimney, I think, keeps him alive.
Cool. Okay, I think we'll do this email, and then we'll probably play our first record.
Mm-hmm.
And this is an email from Gabrielle Argent, and she said, I'd like to invite you to exhibit at the 2013 Sevenoaks Business Show on Friday the 11th of October. The venue is the Plaza Suite at the Stag in Sevenoaks, mm-hmm. and the event is from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. The Right Honourable Michael Fallon, Minister of State for Business, Enterprise, Energy, and also patron of the Sevenoaks Town Partnership, will deliver the opening address. Need a social media strategy in a hurry and get your questions answered by our social media guru? Hop on our vintage double-decker bus and meet Zoe Cairns, owner of ZC Social Media, who will provide mobile marketing on the move. Each social media strategy training session is 40 minutes and you can register at the business show when you arrive. Brasher's Law is the main sponsor and our other sponsors include Sevenoaks Town Council, Sevenoaks Town Partnership, Sevenoaks District Council, Sevenoaks and District Chamber of Commerce, the Public Sector Deposit Fund and the Stay Community Arts Centre. I think that's probably meant to be the Stag Community Arts Centre.
Stag,
I would have thought.
Okay.
Yeah. There will be free refreshments all day, including breakfast, lunch and afternoon tea,
so you
won't go hungry. You can book your stand as an exhibitor. Each stand is 2 metres by 1 metre and costs a paltry £150 plus VAT.
I do like a chicken.
And you can register as a delegate or as an exhibitor. And the organiser is Gabrielle Argent of the Sevenoaks Business Show. And you can get hold of them on 01892 01 825 157. 01 892 825 157.
Tell you what.
What?
It's very hot in here, isn't it?
It is really hot.
What are you going to play?
I'm going to play a bit of David Essex.
Oh, going to make you a star.
Temporary staff to your business. Shouldn't Temp Network be supporting your business? Please contact us on 01892 531 777 or visit tempnetwork.co.uk.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.
Hey, welcome back, Mr. David Essex there with Hold Me Close.
I know, very good impersonation.
Thank you. You like that,
yes.
Did you?
You know he lives by the Continental at
in Whitstable. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Cool. Anyway, look, it's an absolute pleasure to welcome onto the Business Bunker our first guest, Mr. Derek Arden. Hello, Derek.
Hello, Paul. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Thank you so much for joining us on this Tuesday afternoon. It's an absolute pleasure to have you on the show. Derek, tell us a little bit. You're going to be speaking at the East Kent Business to Business, which Jules talked about earlier on the show, in Canterbury in a couple of weeks' time. You're going to be doing some workshops on negotiating skills, I understand.
That's absolutely right, Paul. It's on the 10th of September, and I'm going to be sharing the secrets that I've learned about negotiation, the things that people don't want you to know when they're skilled, how to get your costs down, how to get your sales up, and how to position your products to get the best price. So the psychology underlying negotiation, that's going to be my theme.
Blimey, that sounds really good.
There is an art, though, a real art to it.
Well, some science as well, apparently, some psychology.
Yeah, we'll go for a bit of both, actually. It's the fundamentals and then the sort of underlying psychology, looking at the body language, seeing if people are telling you the truth or not. And I'm going to share all that in as much time as is available to me.
Okay, cool. So is that something that anybody can attend on the day, or do we have to pre-book for that, or how does it work?
I think you need to pre-book via the B2B website.
Okay.
I'm sure if you turned up on the day, you'd get in, but I'm probably not allowed to say that, Paul. So I didn't say that.
Okay. What we'll do, Derek, we'll actually find out the definitive answers to that, and we'll put all the details on our website so that people can follow up on that.
We can tell if you lie because you look to the left.
Oh, you're letting all the secrets out now before the 10th of September. And I want to save those up.
And you've crossed your arms.
Absolutely.
So, Derek, I understand you're also a past president of the Professional Speaking Association.
Yes, I am, Paul. I was last year's president in the UK, which was great fun and got me to all sorts of places around the world as well, representing the UK. Mm. And I continue to learn stuff all the time. Every time I speak and meet people, you learn more. We're always learning, aren't we? And
absolutely.
That's always the benefit of the learning to negotiate, because there's no right or wrong answer with it, because it is an art.
Absolutely. It's a fascinating subject, and it's something that I've been involved with in the past as well. I actually worked as a motivational speaker on the international circuit for many years.
Oh, right.
And one of the things that I try to impress on people in business is an ability to speak publicly is a fantastic tool to have in your armoury, but it's also a great way to build, as you just alluded, your knowledge and interaction with people. And so, you know, it's something I'm very passionate about, public speaking, and the need for business people to have that skill. But
well, that's what that's what the Professional Speaking Association is all about. And we've just got a new level of entrant associates, people who want to learn how to be better speakers so they can pitch better for their business, etc. So if people want to talk to me about that on the 10th of September, that would be fantastic as well.
Brilliant. So tell us a little bit about you and your actual business. What is your business involved in, Derek?
My business is training, coaching and mentoring businesses, entrepreneurs, SMEs on negotiating, upping their skill, helping them sometimes sell their businesses, which is what people tend to do too late, unfortunately,
sure,
a lifestyle business, and helping people to present, pitch really professionally so that they can win the business. Every time, unfortunately, people go in half-heartedly often to win business and get outsmarted by the competition.
Yeah, sure. I mean, I don't want to put you on the spot, and I don't want to steal your thunder.
Go on,
I do, really.
You can't wait.
Yeah.
Here it comes.
I just wondered if there was kind of one headline tip that you could give us to kind of whet our appetite so that we can all pile over and get on your seminar and learn the rest of it. But is there one golden tip you might want to leave our listeners with to get them thinking about it in terms of negotiating?
Well, there's one golden tip. You've always got to ask, and you've got to ask again.
Right.
But the real tips I'm keeping as a secret until 9:30 on the 10th of September, Paul. So
Quite right, too. Oh, he's a hard negotiator,
he's
isn't
wicked.
He? That was evil, yeah.
I bet his hand's on his hips now.
Yeah.
They are. How did you know that?
Yeah, I could tell.
Oh, she's psychic. She's a psychic body reader, Derek. Derek, we're really looking forward to that. We're going to be along and we're coming on the workshop because we're really looking forward to it. And it's a fantastic workshop and a great event. Thank you for joining us on the Business Bunker. Give us a shout for your website so that people can find out some more about you and what you do and the negotiating skills that you offer.
Thanks, Paul. It's www.derekarden.co.uk. DerekArden.co.uk.
Brilliant. And I think you're on Twitter as well, aren't you?
I am, yeah. It's Derek Arden on Twitter.
Cool, and that's Arden, Derek Arden, on Twitter. Derek, thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunker Show. We're really looking forward to hearing your negotiating skills workshop at the B2B East Kent event. It's on the 10th of September, if I remember rightly.
10th of September, 9:30, I'm on. Look forward to seeing as many people there as possible.
Brilliant.
And I guarantee it will save the people who attend money.
Fantastic. We're really looking forward to that, and we'll come and say hello.
Where is it based again?
It's St Augustine's in Canterbury.
Brilliant. Derek, if you would like to send me some info for my business column that I write for the Canterbury Times, KRN,
yeah,
just Google Jules Serkin, J-U-L-E-S-S-E-R-K-I-N, and I'll put it in my business column.
Okay, so say your surname again, Jules.
S for sugar, E-R-K-I-N.
Okay, we'll do. I'll send you some stuff.
Thank you.
Later in the week. Thanks,
Thank
Jules.
You.
Brilliant. Thank you, Derek. Thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunker Show. And we're going to talk to you again at some point, hopefully in the future, in a bit more depth about this once you've done the East Kent Business Show.
Looking forward to it, Paul. Thanks for inviting me.
Cheers. No, pleasure. Have a great day.
Take care.
Speak to you soon. Bye. Derek Arden there, doing the negotiating skills workshop.
It's very interesting, isn't it?
At the B2B East Kent event on the 10th of September. Mm. Get along to that.
Are we going there with, have you got a stand, Business Bunker?
No, Jules.
Oh.
No, Jules.
I thought I might.
Ah.
Oh, it's Tuesday.
It's Tuesday, the 10th of September.
Oh, what time?
And somebody, if you remember, booked some guests for a special show that day.
Oh, it's my special Manston.
It is. And
so you hate me now.
Yes, because we were going to have a stand there and we were going to do an outside broadcast from there, but we're now on that date doing a Manston special.
Well, we will have a Manston special, but maybe we can nip thereafter.
Yeah.
Can't we?
Yeah,
quite
possibly.
It goes on till 5.
Yeah, it does, yeah.
We'll nip thereafter.
Yeah. But that's really good. And what I hope to do is once Derek's let his secrets out of the bag on the actual event is
have
to
him
get him on the show, and we'll go over them again, and we'll get him locked in the studio, and we'll interrogate him.
Yeah. Eyes to the left, eyes to the right.
Yeah, absolutely.
What do they do? Twiddle with their hair and play, lick their lips, or is that a cat?
I think you're making it up now, Jules.
Their cats lick their lips when they're nervous.
Do they?
Yeah. You've never seen a nervous cat?
Not a lot, no.
Who's tweeting, Paul Andrews?
We've had Kent Venues have said hi, that they're listening in, and that's kentvenues.co.uk, which is a portal for people that have, wedding venues, training course
porthole.
Facilities.
Have they got a ship? Porthole.
Who said porthole?
I thought you said porthole.
No. Portal.
Oh, sorry. I thought you were talking about starboard and, you know, those cruise ships. Sorry. Because I was reading my next email. Dear Paul, we're very pleased to announce...
I won't do any tweets then, you do an email.
The details of... Well, I was reading it, and it spurred me on. The details of our next workshop is on Friday the 30th of August, which is this Friday. It's from 9:30 to 12:30. Now, who is this sending this in? It's kentcreativelive.org. So it's a workshop at the Beanie in Canterbury. So you have to wear one of those hats, don't you, Paul, when you go there?
Oh, of course you do, yeah.
Like Benny on Crossroads. Beanie wore a Benny. Benny wore a Beanie.
There's nobody in Kent that old that they actually remember Benny from
Don't
Crossroads.
Do you remember Sandy in the wheelchair? Learn how to manage your finances with David Muggeridge. Is he the brother of Malcolm?
Quite possibly.
Chartered accountant at Ackland Webb. And they will promise you that this workshop will show you how to relax about this subject. So it's learn how to manage your finances. It's at the Beanie. It's 9:30 to 12:30 in Canterbury. It's Friday the 30th of August. And go on to kentcreativelive.org. What Twitters have you got there, Mr. Andrews?
Ah, forgotten.
Oh, no, don't be curmudgeonly.
I've got Alsford Farmers Market.
Hello.
And it's all Kent on Channel Radio today. We've listened to the Scoff and Quaff show, and now we're listening to the Business Bunker show with the fabulous Paul Andrews and the other woman.
No mention.
No,
of
no,
me.
It doesn't say that.
No, you made that up because your eyes went to the left.
See, you knew straight away.
I can always tell when you look shifty.
Yeah, I always look shifty, though.
Yeah, so they must be, I'd love to know what people do when they're listening to the show, whether they're, because I listen in the kitchen when I'm cooking and things, that's when I listen on archive.
Do you?
Or sometimes lolling with my feet up with a bottle of something in the deck chair.
That's a normal mode.
Yeah, with headphones on in the garden, that's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, how do you listen?
To what? Myself?
Yeah,
I don't listen to myself.
You must listen to the archives.
I don't listen to it.
How else do you learn?
No, I don't listen to myself.
Oh, dear. Well, that's why it's all going downhill.
Ah, that'll be it.
Yeah.
You're quite right.
Paul Andrews, funding success for the Kent in World War I project. chat. I can see you, you know, with Chris making gestures.
We're just raising eyebrows at each other going, what do you do?
I can tell the body language. Chris looks like a gnome perched up there, like some garden gnome. Chamber member Screen South is a community-focused creative media company based in Folkestone, Kent.
He's getting a fishing rod out now.
Has received a grant. He's got those rosy cheeks.
Yeah.
And 99... Oh, here we go. It's a figure. 99,900... pounds for the Heritage Lottery Fund for the Kent in World War One project. So what an amazing fund that is. This project aims to commemorate the people, places and events of coastal Kent in World War One with the creation of an interactive website bringing together and creating one-click access to the heritage of the coastal communities of Kent in World War One. The site will incorporate 15 microsites for locations around the coast, enabling stories and material to be uploaded by contributors in each location and ensuring that people find out about the impact of World War One in their locality. There'll be events and activities, of course, which you can participate in. So for more information, you can contact Darienne Price. That's D-A-R-R-I-E-N-N-E. Sounds like a little French name, that. Price, which sounds like an English name. And the number is, get your pen, 01303-259-777 or email darienne.price@screensouth.org. And we will pop that on the Business Bunker website, won't we, Paul Andrews?
We will indeed. Everything you hear on this show can be found somewhere on the Business Bunker website. We will put links to everything. Everybody that appears on today's show will be on today's show, which is show number 138. But there's also a community page and an event page. So all events and all community activities can be found there. We've had a response to our question about Derek's event.
Yes.
And Kent B2B have tweeted, ideally book online at kentb2b.co.uk, but you can just turn up on the day, and if there's room, you can get onto the course. So that's brilliant. But, you know, I mean, it's an open event anyway, because it's
you
a business exhibition.
You can troll in and troll out.
Yeah, so if you go anyway, there's plenty to do and see.
Loads to eat as well.
And yeah, there's plenty to do and see, even if you're not actually able to get onto the workshop. I've also got this, which someone's tweeted me, which is Wise Words Festival. And it's a festival that's going to be taking place, and it reawakens wonder and encourages curiosity. It offers unexpected encounters with poetry and storytelling.
You need that. You so need that.
I do.
You need to have your wonder reawakened.
I'm rubbish at storytelling. And it's happening.
You know that one, there was an old lady from...
Will you stop interrupting
poetry?
Me?
Poetry? Yeah, you know that one. You've
yes,
always
I know.
Told
no,
me
the
one.
Boy stood on the burning deck. You know, yeah. I know that one. Wise Words, a festival, will be in Canterbury, and it's on September the 12th, 13th, 14th, and 15th this year. And what they are saying to me is they are desperately in need of £1,000 worth of sponsorship, which they need to raise in order to access £15,000 worth of funding from the Arts Council. So they're asking businesses in Kent to support them with sponsorship, and sponsors will receive lots of recognition and promotion in return. So if you want to get in touch with those guys, you need to, let me find out where they are, hold on a second, you need to go to their website, which is wisewordsfestival.co.uk, or you can email me at bunker@kentbusinessradio.co.uk, and I will pass that on to the guys at Wise Words Festival. But that sounds like a fabulous event. And it's going to be taking place very shortly in Canterbury, and they are desperately in need of some corporate sponsorship so that they can raise an awful lot more Arts Council funding. So if you're a business, please do think about giving them some support. It will be much appreciated. Thank you. And talking about such things, I also want to do this again. I did mention it last week, but I want to mention it again. Mm. It's from the lovely David Philpott.
Hello, David.
So this is the
deal. He's down from his mountain now.
He is down from his mountain and on to his next venture.
Mm-hmm.
This is the deal. On the 18th of September, I'm driving from Maidstone to Monaco to help raise enough money to build a school in Uganda. Only trouble is, lastminutedavid.com doesn't have a car or a team. Okay. The rules of the banger run state that I cannot spend... Well, thank you, Chris.
That's Chris.
He's caught a big one.
Yeah.
The gnome's caught a big one.
Yeah, it's the rules a of the clanger.
The rules of the banger run state that I cannot spend more than £350 on the car, although it could be gifted to me, and it has to be MOT'd and taxed. So anyone got a reliable old car that they want to get rid of? A respectful funeral service at a breaker's yard just outside Nice.
I've got one, actually.
Promised for said car.
In Alicante. I've got a Ford Mondeo.
Well, it's no good in Alicante, is it?
It's only about, I don't know, 10 hours to Nice.
Yeah. And secondly, do you want to be in my gang?
Yeah.
I need two or three people to share the driving and some of the costs if you can.
You want to go, Paul Andrews.
I do, but I can't.
No, you can. I'll do business money.
No, no, no.
I'll run jobs.
I've got other things that I'm doing on the 18th of September, which involve various teenagers. But
I'll take the teenagers out.
You go on the run. She'd do anything to get in this chair. She really would listen. She's so desperate to get in this chair.
You need a break, Paul Andrews.
Anyway, Mr. Philpott can be contacted via the website www.maidstonetomonaco.org. That's all one word, maidstonetomonaco.org, or through David's own website, which is the bestest name on the internet, Imperius Blablinky.
You're the only one that can say it.
ImperiousBlablinky.com. That's all one word, Imperius Blablinky, B-U-B-L-I-N-K-Y. But ImperiousBlablinky.com. If you want to help David out with his run to Monaco on the Bangor run to raise money to build a school in Uganda.
What date was it again?
It is the 18th of September.
There you are. You can go. That's fine. I'll let you.
I will be in Bristol.
You can have my Ford Mondeo that's in Alicante.
I'm going to play another record now.
Tunage.
And this is a special request. And it's a special request on behalf of the guest that we have coming up straight after this record.
This is a sad one.
So just have a listen to this.
We'll walk in fields of gold. have passed since those summer days among the fields of barley. See the children run as the sun goes down, as you lie in fields of gold. You remember me when the west wind among the fields of barley. You can tell the sun in his jealous sky when we walked in fields of gold. When we walked in fields of gold. When we walked in fields of gold.
Fields of Gold, Eva Cassidy, played live in the studio for us.
You could actually hear her clunk her guitar down at the end as well.
Yeah, and you thought it was Chris throwing a fly spray can about.
Wasn't that sweet of him to clean up the studio, though?
Yeah, it was.
Earlier.
Yeah, absolutely. What a gorgeous song that
is. I know.
Hey, look, it's an absolute pleasure now to welcome to the Business Bunker our special listener. For regular listeners of the Business Show, you will know this, that we have a special listener from a secret location in Turkey who is the official supplier of donkey cheese to the Business Bunker Show.
And sarongs. Nice wine in sarongs.
And she has graciously agreed to, as Jules put it, jump on a magic carpet. Sinbad's magic carpet, and wing her way back to England so that she can talk to us. It's an absolute pleasure to welcome to the Business Bunker Miriam McGurk. Miriam, hiya.
Hello.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, listen, it was my pleasure, and everything you said is all true.
Absolutely.
Absolutely, yeah.
Just rolled the carpet up outside.
Well, firstly, yes, and the donkey's waiting outside as well. Firstly, I would like to say what a privilege and a pleasure and an honour it is to be here today amongst such professional excellence.
Gosh.
And I am learning on my feet.
Have they gone now?
They have gone now. They left the building.
Yeah, yeah. They were good though, weren't they?
They were great.
It's like the Scoff and Quaff show.
probably. But what a pleasure. I just want to say, Paul, that thanks to social media, I'm here.
Absolutely. I wanted to start off by asking, you're here to talk about the book that you're just about to publish.
Yes.
And I'm fascinated to hear about that. But more than that, what I want to know is how you got started on this whole process. Because you're absolutely right. By a series of events, lots of things have happened to you. But let's go back to the beginning. What inspired you to want to sit and write this book in Turkey?
Oh, my goodness. Okay. I mean, I could go back to when I first started to write, but that might take too long. So there was never a plan, that's for sure. 6 years into Chris Pollard.
Never heard of him.
No.
Chris Connect It on Twitter.
That's correct. Absolutely. And he and I married in the mid-90s, and literally 6 months into our marriage, I became very, very ill. And so a huge shock to both of us. And I had been used to running businesses at 600 miles an hour, 18 hours a day. As I said, a huge shock, and life changed irrevocably. So I was kind of in the wilderness for a number of years. And then Chris decided in 2001, he didn't know how, and I certainly didn't know how, he was just going to get us on a plane that would take us to Turkey for a couple of weeks and just see what happened. He'd been recommended to southwestern Turkey. And
for the health benefits?
At the time, no health benefits. It was just his idea, and I was at the time said, well, why Turkey? Why would I want to go to Turkey? It's never been on my list of things to do. And also,
he's like that. He's impetuous, isn't he?
He is, yeah. Very impetuous. And also just the physical thing of getting on a plane at that point, yeah, and energy,
sure,
and all that went
sure,
with that.
Sure, yeah.
So there was total panic on my part. But we got there, and it took me 5 days to recover just from that journey. But then after that, I mean, he pushing me into the into the sea, I just started to heal, and I just started to have energy that I hadn't had for many, many, many years.
He's a bit of a clever clogs, really, that Chris, isn't he?
Underneath it all, I think it comes from his father, actually.
Yeah.
A doctor's son, you say.
Yeah, absolutely.
A little bit of influence there.
Yeah.
But, so after that holiday, I thought, gosh, I want more of this. This feels good. I haven't had strength or energy like that for so long. We went back a couple of times, and then I started to go on my own. Now, there's still no plans for a book, but I was scribbling and writing as I've done for years. And with much research and help from a group of complementary therapists that I knew and so on, we decided to take a great leap of faith and live out there for X number of months a year.
Right.
And I just coped very well and just coped much better. Why? It's a natural environment. There's no pollution. The pace is so much slower, obviously.
Sure.
And also the food. Well, you know, Jules can relate to this. It's in the...
I'm wearing it.
I bet you are. It's just organic and natural. I mean, it's in the ground or the sea in the morning. And all of these things put together. Chris... For the first time since we'd met, he just could not believe the Miriam that he was seeing. So fantastic. So out of all of that, it's a different culture. It's a different way of living. I started to make a lot of notes and scribbles and so on about my adventures. Because here's this Irish woman on this new experience and an adventure of living in Turkey. And it was... just so removed from anything I'd experienced coming from the West, city girl, busy in the past and working. But also for me to suddenly adapt to this kind of environment, having spent probably 10 years in the wilderness and in total isolation. I mean, I compared myself to kind of this plant who wasn't going anywhere. Everything was going on around me. And
not a wandering Jew then?
No, not
more of an Aspidistra.
Yeah.
Or an Agapanthus. So that's how it started. And I came, obviously, every 3 months at that point, I was coming back to the UK. And a very wise lady who knew I was writing all these scribbles and said, why are you not doing something with it? They're gathering dust in boxes. Why are you not doing something with them? So... I started, and it's quite incredible what 40 minutes each day, an hour each day of little steps, because it was quite daunting, you know, write a book. But because it's a book of short stories, Tales from Turkey, it's real, it happened. Obviously, it's got a Josie Maguire twist, and it's fun. I was reliving the experience, and I just got lost in the whole thing of writing the book.
Sure.
You were in your own little Turkish world.
I was in my Turkish zone, actually, yes. And then, of course, I thought, well, I better start looking for an agent or an editor or a publisher, and no joy there. 5 years went by.
All right,
nothing happening. And in total, actually, this has been a labor of love for about 12 years. But I obviously wasn't ready to have my book published, and now I am. And last August, I met an author, editor, and publisher, Redback Publishing, his own publishing company, whose name is Miles Allen. And that was also through Chris Pollard at Chris Connected. And we just met, we had a chat, we had a lot of common ground, but I never thought for one moment that I would be publishing this book. And in January this year, Miles and I started working, and he's editing my book, and he is publishing with Redback Publishing. So it's quite incredible when you are ready and how we actually get to meet the right, you know,
You attract the right people.
Yeah, you do. Absolutely.
No, I attracted Paul Andrews once, you know.
Yeah. That was a mistake. But, you win some, you lose some.
Because he's teetotal, I like to go around with him.
Yeah, I can understand that. Yeah. Your escort for the evening, in the nicest
Well,
possible
I get his
way.
Yeah, no,
taxi driver is the word you're looking for, Miriam.
Chauffeur.
Yeah, that's the word. Yeah. Chauffeur, bouncer, get a homer. Yeah.
But how did you come on the Josie McQuire name?
Well, my father's name was Richard Joseph McGurk, and my parents decided to call me Miriam Josephine, not tonight Josephine as in Napoleon, but I wasn't crazy about the name Josephine, and I thought, well, I don't think Miriam McGurk is going to have attract as many people as maybe Josie might. And I just thought, flip it and let's use the name. So I shortened it to Josie McGuire, which is a take on my surname. So in one way, I'm keeping my father's name going.
That's nice.
Yeah, so Josie McGuire, there we are. And the book will be published 21st of November.
21st of November 2013.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. So these next weeks are absolutely
crucial.
Yeah. And you guys understand this more than they really are critical in getting the final pieces of the jigsaw, so to speak, to get it out and published.
So it's Redback Publishing.
Yes.
And how will we be able to buy the book, Miriam?
Indeed. Well, obviously it's going to be in paperback. Or you can download, obviously, Kindle.
Oh, I've just got a Kindle, Miriam.
Ooh.
Just got a Kindle.
Oh, fantastic. And I also have my website, my first incarnation, which was launched last November, which is www.talesfromturkey.com. And I write a blog every week. And I've actually been writing a blog just off the cuff since last July. So it's a year in the
year and a bit, really.
It is a year and a bit, and it's going very well. I'm really pleased with it. But
cool.
I also have
That's cool.
Yeah.
So we're gearing up to publish now.
Yeah.
It's on the 21st of November.
It's the 21st of November.
Talesfromturkey.com
is the website. So if you want to find out more about it and to read Miriam's excellent blog, go to talesfromturkey.com.
That's right.
We are really looking forward to reading the book.
Thank you.
Will be talking to Miriam more in the lead up to the publishing of the book.
Thank you, Paul.
In the meantime, though, thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunker Show. It's been an absolute pleasure to have you here, Miriam. If you want to follow Miriam on the Twitter, it's the Josie McGuire. At the Josie McGuire on the Twitter.
So she follows us, so you'll catch her.
Yes, and I also have a Facebook page, which is at the moment Miriam McGurk, but the actual Tales from Turkey page will be following shortly.
Brilliant. So you can find all those ways. We will put all of those connections on the Business Bunker Radio website. For the moment, stay with us for the rest of the show, obviously, Miriam. But thank you so much for that. It's been an absolute pleasure to hear your story and to hear your journey. And it's inspirational to hear someone that started on a journey based on not good news and has come out the other end of it, not only feeling much better, but actually with a whole new life plan as well. That's just a brilliant, brilliant story.
Which makes makes you wonder, Miriam or Josie, whatever I want to
Miriam.
Call you. your alter ego. It makes you wonder whether it was the environment that wasn't right for you and the fact that you've moved and, you know, probably healthier food, a calmer life.
Very peaceful, very calm.
Mm.
But also the hospitality of the Turks. I mean, everyone, and I am so proud of being Irish, but everyone talks about Irish hospitality.
Mm.
But I have to say what I have experienced and written about, and it's all true, the Turkish hospitality almost, and I'll be shot down in flames for this, almost pips the Irish hospitality. And also there's a great Irish-Turkish connection, which goes back to historical times from the Sultan Ottoman time. Huge connection. And there's actually a plaque in Drogheda where the Turks helped the Irish during the famine times in the late 1800s with £1,000 of money because of the potato famine. No money, no food. And they also sent a ship of grains and pulses, and they were not allowed dock in Dublin, so they persevered and ended up in Drogheda and helped the Irish. And there's a plaque now in Drogheda to this day, 100 and so many years later.
Brilliant.
Absolutely, you know.
Brilliant.
You see, I told you there was a porthole in the show.
Miriam, thank you so much for that. We could talk about this for ages.
Yeah,
we've got to move on now.
Thank you so much
for that. That was absolutely brilliant. Miriam McGurk, Tales from Turkey. Look out for it. Fantastic stuff. I need to tell you about this very quickly. We're fast running out of time and we've got another guest to talk to as well.
Do tell.
One summer night on the 30th of August, 7 p.m. at Whitstable Castle, is an evening, a black tie event, with an Amy Winehouse tribute act, and it's entertaining you as you enjoy the castle's garden setting, the scene for the rest of your evening. As the night progresses, you're invited to enjoy not just a musical talent, but also a luxury buffet fresh from the castle's kitchens, and as well as a well-stocked bar. It's been organised by Apprentice winner Stella English. If you want to find out about the event, which is on the 30th of August, no, it's just finished, isn't it?
Yeah.
No, it's not. It's 30th of August.
It's the 27th today.
Yeah, it's 30th of August, so it's this week.
Yeah. What day is it? Saturday, Friday?
30th. Sunday. I'm trying to work it out. That's why I'm getting all confused. It's 27th today, 28th for 9:30.
You carry on reading and I'll
look at my calendar. Yeah, 30th of August, 7 p.m. You can still book tickets by going to the EnglishEventsCompany.com/events/onesummernight.
It's Friday.
I knew it was Friday.
It's when you're having your birthday lunch.
Exactly. 7 p.m. Whitstable Castle. There's also a lot of business networking going on there. So as well as the entertainment, as well as the food, there's also a business reason to go along. So do find out about that if you can and get along on Friday evening.
I've just had a Facebook poll, which is from a lady listening in Dublin. It's apparently she's best friends with Miriam, and she's been listening, Barbara O'Connor. So hello to her. And
hello,
she says,
Barbara. Thank you for joining us on the Business Bunker.
Miriam.
We're gonna have to really push on now because I really want to get to our next guest, and we've got a gazillion tweets and loads of emails, so we need to push on with it. Just to follow up on a couple of things, Wise Words Festival that were mentioned earlier.
Yep.
They've tweeted again to say if anyone would like to discuss sponsoring our event, they can find out all our contact details on our website, which is wisewordsfestival.co.uk. And we've also had a tweet from the lovely Lisa Settle. Lisa, thank you so much for my meerkat birthday card. It was really appropriate.
Because you know meerkat does love you.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, thank you for that, Lisa. It was very clever, and I won't forgive you. Anyway, Lisa is saying, I voted for Sally for Cakes in the People's Choice Award. Please ask listeners to vote for her at the Kent Keita Awards. And you can find Kent Keita on the Twitter at Kent_KITA. And Sally makes fantastic cakes. We know she makes fantastic cakes.
A lemon drizzle.
Yeah. So do vote for Sally for Cakes. That's the number four. Sally for Cakes in the People's Choice Awards for Keita. Thank you. Do you know what we're going to do now?
Tunage?
No.
Guestage?
We're going to do guestage. We're going to speak to our next guest.
She's been waiting patiently.
Absolutely. And it's an absolute pleasure to welcome to the Business Bunker, Sonia Huron.
Huron.
I've been practicing that all day and I still made a mess of it. Huron. Sonia Huron. Sonia, thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunker. Thank you so much for waiting patiently for your turn. Sorry about the heat in this studio, but we are all naked now, so it's okay, isn't it?
But look at my scars.
I know, it's horrible.
Medusa scars.
I've never seen anything like that.
I know.
It's like a jellyfish sting.
It is. Three, okay. It's not just one.
Okay, blimey.
It's a massive
Anyway, enough of that nonsense. It's an absolute pleasure to welcome you to the show, Sonia. Thank you for joining us on the show.
Thank you.
Tell us a little bit about what you do now, and then I want to take you back to how you got into what you do now. But tell us what you do now to start with.
Okie doke. I'm a parent and teenager coaching specialist. I help parents to really connect and communicate with a more of a deeper understanding with their teenagers.
Right.
It's all about really when you've got your child comes through to 11, 12, they hit 30. Actually, saying that, pre-teens now, I've acknowledged.
Can be just as bad,
just
yeah.
Just as bad.
And as I was saying to you, post-teens aren't too yeah. clever either.
Teen-like symptoms happen.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I've lost track already, sorry.
So you were telling us that you get involved in helping parents communicate yeah. more effectively yeah. with their teens or yeah. with kids, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's that change. I'm really passionate about, actually, that when your child moves up to being a teenager, that person you've got to really get to know since a baby, their likes,
you've their lost
dislikes.
Them yeah. suddenly.
Exactly, Jules, that's exactly it. It's me helping them to connect with that change. Because even though you parent that way, from baby to 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, when you start parenting that child, when it gets to their teenage years, you have to change.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
because they've changed.
Yeah.
So what you've found worked before doesn't work anymore.
Absolutely.
So it's actually, my passion is really helping parents to connect and bridge that gap.
Cool.
And really to understand, well, they're changing child. Really.
Absolutely. No, you're absolutely right. And it's that. It's that going through puberty and becoming an adult
yeah.
that makes them change
yeah.
and they don't want to be seen as babies, toddlers, yeah. kids anymore. And, you know, whilst they were lovely and gorgeous when they were little, as soon as they become teenagers, they're monsters, they're evil,
yeah.
they're terrible. that's part of their rite of passage, of course. And,
yeah.
and as parents, and I know this myself as a parent, you don't always recognise that soon enough.
No.
And that's a lot of the problem, I think, is you still treat them as toddlers when they're almost adults, really.
Yeah, it really is, I guess. It's finding the balance, and it's kind of... for me, my passion is... I kind of won't go on my background yet, but when I tell you, I kind of see where I got to where I am. It's really about... I'll give you an example, because it's easy. My brain works in case scenarios, so I'll do it this way for kind of help everybody.
No worries.
Your child comes through, your teenager comes through the front door. You've had a really stressful day. You're an entrepreneur. You've got a business. You've been working 9 to 5. Whatever you do, you might have kids at home. You're a parent. Whatever your role. Whether your teenager comes in, they've been stressed at school. They've had a tough day. They've been bullied. Whatever their bag is,
yeah.
they come at you because they're stressed. They take it out on you. You're at the fridge making a cup of tea. Bang, it starts.
Yeah.
Where I'm really passionate about actually helping the parents to acknowledge that it's not about them and it's not about the teenager coming in stressed. It's acknowledging, actually, I've had a really bad day. It's helping them to be more self-aware so they can stop that straight
yeah.
away.
Yeah.
And that's just one scenario. But my passion is to really help parents. Not just about self-awareness. It's once you understand your teenager's path of, you know, their attachment stuff, their rebellious stuff, all the different things, it's joining the gap and linking the two together.
Now, I totally get where you're coming from.
Does that make,
Yeah, I totally get where you're coming from. But, you know, what you see, the trouble is, and this happens at all levels of communication as well, doesn't it?
Yeah.
With people that you know really well, you tend to be the severest with them because you feel more comfortable with them.
Yeah.
So you can let out all your frustrations, but of course, we don't want to be the butt of anyone's frustrations. We've got our own.
Yeah.
And that's where the antagonism arises. And I can totally and utterly empathise with what you're saying, which is to not react to the reaction, if you see what I mean. You know, when kids come in and start chucking stuff about and shouting and swearing and kicking things and all the rest of it, your instinct is to, you know, slap their legs, metaphorically. Whereas what you need to do is to recognise it as a signal that something's wrong in their life and they need some space or they need some help or whatever it is they need.
Okay. I think it's just, you know, it's stopping, taking a step back, just breathing. Sometimes, actually, I think when you know, a teenager, your child comes in and they're... It's helping them to be more aware of themselves. Because, actually, as a growing adult, you can't walk into a kitchen and as much as they can...
Can you not?
No!
I wonder what I was doing wrong. No wonder everybody throws me out. Right, okay.
But the next level of that is those conversations. So it's making the most of those conversations and, you know, making yourself aware, your teenager aware. In one of my blogs, I do the same as Miriam, actually. I've got a newsletter that's free. I'll do on a Tuesday that goes out on... I'll plug it now quickly, www.soniahurran.com. And I also do a blog that's on my website on a Thursday. And I spoke about that in my blog. It's a parallel path. If you can see yourself as a parent on one path and your teenager on the other path, you're walking along together, but you've got to kind of connect.
Yeah, there's a separation there. Yeah,
there is a separation.
Yeah.
And if you're not on top of it and you're kind of not on that awareness, one can go one way, one can go another. And because... But they do change, and they want to take risks, and they want to become an adult. They want to make their own decisions. They want to make their own choices. They just want to learn to be who they are.
Yeah.
And it's so important. That's where that trust, that's where my passion starts, because once you understand that journey as a parent with them,
yep.
you can help them connect with it more.
Right.
And you can help them, that trust then builds, and it's where the communication really needs to...
Your workshops and the things and the work that you do,
yeah.
do you tend to focus more on the parents' understanding rather than focus on getting the teenagers to understand their parents? Is it more geared towards getting parents to understand teenagers?
It's both, actually.
Right, okay.
A lot of parenting coaches, I do something a little bit similar. A lot of parenting coaches just help, well, we help parents, I'm not say just, because to me it's really important. It's they help parents with, you know, here's a step-by-step-by-step to help your teenager go da-da-da-da-da.
Yeah.
What I am doing is doing that, but also helping the parent themselves. So, for example, if a parent's not confident in saying no to their teenager, or they're not confident in a particular parenting thing, I will then help them on that path, as well as the tips, tools and techniques in order to accomplish what they need to accomplish.
Right.
You know, 12 years of coaching teenagers, I've had thousands of conversations, some, you know, I'm sure you can imagine.
Yeah, sure.
So nothing really phases me when it comes to teenagers. So parents come and go, hey, I'm like, okay, how do you want to move forward? It's grabbing that emotion. It's, you know, you do get stressed. Life is stressful, but it's actually sure. getting that emotion and acknowledging what it is and where they want to be.
Cool.
One of the most important relationships you'll ever have is with your kids, and to lose them, which is really easy when they're teenagers, it is devastating,
yeah.
isn't it?
Yeah, one of the things my kids repeatedly say to me is, don't talk to me like that, I'm going to be picking your care home.
That's, yeah. But you are a lovely dad. I see you with your kids, and you are a lovely dad, and you're very close to them as well. You moan, you know, and think it's it, but I've seen you, and you're very lovely with them. You have a nice relationship.
Thank you.
They haven't packed their bags and gone off with a knapsack, have they?
Don't remind me.
You'd like them to.
Paul, you must be doing something right if they're not packing that knapsack.
Yeah, or something wrong, actually. Yeah. What I want to explore, if I may, Sonia, very briefly, because, you know, we want to be where we are, but how did you get into this in the first place? Just tell us a little bit about what got you into this parent-teenager sphere. Yeah.
Was it Kevin and Perry?
I'm trying to think of a quick read line, actually, for Kevin, but I can't.
Let me see.
Actually, it was a nice connection with Miriam. I went travelling. I ended up living in Dublin for 3 years.
Right.
And I worked for... Yay!
There's a theme going on.
It all happens there, doesn't it? Yeah.
There really, really is. No, yeah. I started and I worked in Dublin for 3 years, kind of all around Dublin, with some really high-profile, vulnerable young people. And I've kind of worked backwards, really, in that the nursing agency I worked for, I put in 2-to-1, so there was me and another member of staff with some really, really vulnerable young people.
Right.
I then moved back to England, actually, and worked in London for a while. I've always been a professional and worked in multi-agency professions, so, you know, to kind of come together as a team.
Right.
Worked for Harrow, lived in West London for a while, and then come back to Kent. And I've been working within the education system for the past 6 years, all around North West Kent schools, actually. And this last year, I was asked to be part of a resilience building programme for the Department for Education.
Right.
And the government, or the Department for Education, wanted to look over, it's all about resilience.
Yep.
So we focused on year nine, actually, and it was looking around building confidence.
Year nine would be...
13, 14,
okay.
Yeah, the kind of in between year in terms of education.
Yeah.
So it was building confidence, self-esteem, life control, emotion control, challenge,
right.
really. Anything based on they would find difficult, then I would coach them. And almost, the role wasn't called mentoring, but it was having those conversations and kind of helping them through.
Yeah.
Yeah. And now I'm here.
Cool.
In the business bunker, running my business.
It's interesting because in the space of kind of one generation, we've had a fundamental change.
Yeah.
In a number of things, without putting too fine a point on it, but I was having a conversation with someone the other day, and we were talking about the youth of today,
right.
And one of the fundamental things that has changed I started work when I was 14 years old.
Right.
Yeah, and a lot of my contemporaries started work at 14 or 15 years of age.
Yeah.
And of course, you have to learn in that environment. You learnt the hard way. You were thrown in at the deep end, and you had to grow up really quickly. Otherwise, you got killed.
Yeah.
Basically,
yeah.
You know, because people were not like they are now. You know, it was a harsh environment, and you learnt very quickly. Thankfully, that doesn't exist anymore. And you know, most young adults don't start work at that age. You know, they're still in full-time education. They go on to college or university. Or whatever. So they've got a much longer period, learning period, in which to adjust. But that has its downsides as well as its upsides, because they don't get a quick learning experience that they would have done thrown in at the deep end.
Yeah. Except, Paul, there's and Sonia, there are many more kids that don't have mum and dad.
Yeah,
at
absolutely.
Home.
Yeah, the whole situation
almost
has changed.
The norm.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
To be on your own, and then look what's thrown at them. Just, I'm sorry to talk about sexualisation of kids, but look what's thrown at them in the music industry.
Yeah.
You know, just seeing bums and the way that girls have to be at the age of 12.
Yeah.
You know, how they have to look, they have to starve themselves. I mean, my son is 17. He says girls don't eat.
Yeah.
You know, and they come around and go, want a biscuit? And they do not eat.
Mm. What a legacy.
So that whole sexualisation of kids thrown at them.
Yeah, it's from, you know, I wasn't trying to draw a parallel. I'm saying that there is such a massive difference in a very short space of time.
Yeah.
You know, in previous years and centuries, the time lag of change took a long time. But we've had one generation. And that the young generation today have a significantly different environment to ours, which comes back to this point that Sonia's making about this lack of affinity, for want of a better word, between parent and child.
Yeah.
Because our experiences are vastly different. You know, everybody says, all of us old people go, well, I was a kid once, you know. But it's actually very different.
So, so
very,
different.
Very different. Absolutely.
Completely.
Yeah.
Yeah. It makes me think, actually, I've had some inquiries. I work with parents with teenagers. But actually, parents are coming to me with the tween. Even though, as a culture and society now, that teenagers have kind of developed quickly, and the whole sexualisation and, you know, being kind of cool quicker than, and more adult type. Actually, with the education system, the development can be slow, so there's two parallels. So for me, I'm really interested actually in the next maybe 10-20 years, because with the education system rising and people staying at home with housing and can't afford to, you know, buy their own house and stay with their parents, actually that development's going to change. So, you know, I can see it now actually, that people in their early 20s, you know, Miley Cyrus, I'll give you an example, with her latest video.
Yeah.
I was shocked. I even tweeted a little while ago, because she's a typical example of you know, having to be a role model at a young age, and then there's that pressure then of the teenage rebellion, actually in her early 20s. So I can see that happening a lot longer, given, you know, the state of play at the moment in the UK with housing and diddle-diddle.
Absolutely.
But I do think that kids nowadays are babied, and I haven't brought my kids up at all to be babied. They're all really self-sufficient, and, you know, from a very young age...
She won't even let them in the house. They have to sleep in the garden.
From a very young age, Paul Andrews, they...
In the shed.
They've said, you know, where's my trainers? And I have never bailed them out.
They will be in the shop still.
They will be where you've left them. Put your key on the hook by the front door, and it will always be there. You know, I never have bailed them out. And it's just giving them tools. And I do think that parents now, you see them out, and they don't say no to their kids. They just, you know, do whatever they want and behave however they want.
Yeah.
Guess what happened with... me working with parents is I've actually initially I did want to work with teenagers, so I kind of looked, and actually the people that make the massive impact and the real breakthroughs are the parents. So I changed and I put a system together, and it's exactly that really, Jules. It's called the Power of Positivity and Parenting System, and it's a 5-stage system that parents can work through. And I've done my coaching programs, but parents actually get that system on top of my coaching programs. I'll read the 5 out to you, because, you know, they're self-explanatory, but I obviously go into a lot of detail.
Number one.
Thank you. Number one is mastering the stress. Number two is how to become the observer and build your... My mouth's getting dry. Build your parenting confidence. Number three is ensuring parenting success. Number four is making every conversation count. And the last one is, it kind of encompasses the whole lot, in the power of positivity in parenting.
Cool.
Yeah. So it's all my 12 years I've kind of put together in a system that I use then to help people move forward in their relationships.
That's brilliant.
Yeah.
I know you might not be ready with the details yet, so I won't hold you to this, but I know you're going to be holding some workshops fairly soon.
I am indeed.
Yeah.
Can I?
Yeah.
Excellent. I've got the essential understanding, I'm going to start that completely again.
Come on, girl. Take your water.
There's 2 seconds, guys. Sorry.
We'll just I'll tell you, while you're doing that, I'm going to read a tweet.
Read a tweet. Have your water.
That we got in relation to this from Lisa. My son had a sleepover for 2 nights. He was tired out. Thankfully, I was prepared. But when he got in the car, he nearly ripped my head off.
Yeah.
You know.
But again, that's parents' boundaries, because the parents just let them stay up all night and don't say, okay, lights out now at a certain time. You need sleep. Why are you looking at me like that?
He was partying. She didn't have any control.
Yeah.
Oh, he wasn't at a sleepover with parents then. Not a kid's sleepover then. It was a teen's.
Yeah. I was just thinking.
He could have been eight.
I was saying to Sonia earlier, my teenager goes on to parties in Moscow. How'd you get the lights turned out there then? Anyway.
But they're men once they start doing that.
No, what you do need to do is actually, you know, it's okay that you're tired, but you don't need to be grumpy to me. Do you know, in a nutshell, name it. As long as you, and that's actually anybody, any form of rawr, if you name that emotion.
Will that work if I talk to Paul Andrews when he misbehaves?
Try it.
You can talk to me as a teenager. I relate to that.
Yeah. But it's not just anybody. If someone's really grumpy and they're confrontational, if you name their emotion first, it de-escalates.
Yeah.
That's why I learned a lot of that in Dublin, actually, because I do therapeutic crisis intervention, and I've done a lot of crisis
That's
work.
What I need.
So the
Irish are really good at that, though, aren't they? Of taking this thing out of something like that, because they're so laid back as a people.
To be sure.
Have a pint of Guinness. It'll be all right in the morning.
And some pig's ass and cabbage.
Well, you're going to tell us about your workshop.
I was indeed going to tell you about the workshop. Right, it's the Essentials in Understanding Your Teenager workshop. It's for parents that have preteens and teens, because what I want to do is to help parents be prepared so they can avoid the parenting pitfalls. So what I've done actually, it is, you know, even though people have not got any particular issues, the key really is, if you feel confident and empowered and positive when parenting, you can run miles. That's what the workshop is all about. So even if you have concerns, come. If you haven't got concerns and you really want to feel empowered and confident about parenting, because it can be difficult when they change, and that's what it's about, that's what that's for. The details are, it's Wednesday the 16th of October, 7 till 9:30 p.m. at the Holiday Inn in Rochester on Maidstone Road.
Mm-hmm. Cool,
Cityway. So if you've got, if you're interested actually, please email me, it's admin@soniahurran.com.
Cool.
And I can send you the details.
And Sonia is IA at the end, isn't it?
Indeed, yeah.
If you let me have the details of that,
brilliant,
Sonia, then we'll put it on the Business Bunker website, and we'll also mention it a couple of times between now and then as well.
Marvellous. Thank you very much.
Give us a shout for your website.
www.soniahurran.com.
soniahurran.com. Give us a shout for your Twitter handle.
@ParentTeenUK.
Cool. Sonia, thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunker Show.
We've
almost run out of time now, sorry, but it's been an absolute pleasure to hear from you.
Thank
you. I'm sure we'll talk to you some more about this very important area of communication. But for the moment, Sonia, thank you so much joining us on the Business Bunker. We've got a gazillion things left to do. I've got loads of tweets still coming in. I've got loads of emails. I think you've got loads of emails as
well. Dear Paul, we're hosting the Seven Oaks Curry Club at Raj Bowery on the 3rd of September with Doug Richard, who was the former investor on Dragon's Den, and he'll be the guest speaker. You can book on www.breakfastfriends.co.uk, and the Twitter handle is @BeFastFriends, and that's cheers from Sam. To let you know also that the Kent Business Tweet Ups resume again in September. We've had an August holiday. All details, www.kentbusinesstweetup.co.uk. The Lenleys Canterbury one is 10 to 12 on the 26th of September, and there'll be one in Whitstable, of course.
Cool. I'm going to really flash through all of these because we're almost out of time. We've had a tweet about Miriam from Ursula O'Regan, who says, what a lovely story. Really enjoyed listening to Miriam.
Hello, Ursula.
Thank you for that. We've had Sally Laker. Sally for Cakes
said
thank you, and she would appreciate all the people that vote for her in Keita. and she makes the most fantastic cakes. You need to look at her Facebook page as well. She's got a range of just stonkingly fantastic cakes there.
Seven Oaks Business Show, Business Exhibition and Networking. It's Friday the 11th of October at 10 till 4, and that's at Seven Oaks, and you can find it on 3w.7oaksbiz.com, biz.com.
Thank you for that. We're resuming the Canterbury Business Tweet-Up in September, and I hope to see you there to catch up on your news. The Tweet-Up is going to take place on the 4th of September, as usual, the first Wednesday of the month, in the usual place, which is the Miller's Arms in Canterbury.
Lovely.
At the usual time from 10 until noon. You can find out all about that by going to the website kentbusinesstweetup.co.uk.
That's the lovely AGA.
It is AGA, kentbusinesstweetup.co.uk. Last Thursday, the 22nd of August, a fabulous day, was a very special day for a Kent recruitment firm.
Was it?
Yeah. It was 25 years to the day since First Choice Jobs began trading. The company's first branch in Tunbridge was founded in 1988 by the current managing director, Bob Constant Taylor. Now located on the Evegate Business Park in Smeath near Ashford, First Choice Jobs is now one of the most trusted providers of IT recruitment in the South East. So happy 25th anniversary to the guys at First Choice Jobs.
North Kent Branch Business Clinic, FSB, the Innovation Centre, Medway, Mason Road, Chatham. That's on Tuesday the 10th of September, 5:15 to 7. Take your business to social media heights to be loved by Google. Presented by Val Witter and hosted by the Branch Committee. To book, go on to 3w1308nkmediaheights.eventbrite.com, and we'll put that on the Business Bunker after the show on the website. Brownies have a breakfast meeting. It's supported and attended by the Federation of Small Businesses. That's at the Abbott Spartan Hotel in Canterbury, and it's Thursday 26th of September, 7 to 9 a.m., £9.50 per person. Homemade brownies. Guest speaker, Lee Williams of LinkedIn.
Cool. You're invited to join us at a tutored tasting and networking event at the Hush Heath Winery. That's in Staplehurst, and it's the Staplehurst Vineyard, and they produce Balfour Brut Rosé, world-class sparkling that is establishing Hush Heath as one of England's leading winemakers.
Award-winning.
That's easy for them to say, isn't it?
I've got that at home on my drinks cabinet.
Well, there you go.
Ready.
It's an Institute of Directors event, and it's taking place on the 4th of September at the Hush Heath Vineyard in Staplehurst from 5:30pm to 8:30pm. IOD members and their guests, it's £20 plus VAT. Non-members, it's £30 plus VAT. The evening will include a tour of the vineyard and an introduction to the art of winemaking in Hush Heath's state-of-the-art winery. Hush Heath is part of entrepreneur Richard Balfour Lynn's estate, and Richard will be joining us for the evening. Richard is proud of his award-winning Balfour Brut Rosé. It was the only English sparkling served at the London 2012 Olympics and is stocked by British Airways First Class.
Yeah, it is divine.
The event is an opportunity to enjoy the beautiful surroundings of the Hush Heath's vineyards and apple orchards. Network informally and enjoy wines and ciders from one of Kent's most exclusive vineyards. Light refreshments will be served, and IOD members will enjoy an exclusive discount on any purchases.
What if David Philpott will sign me in for that?
Well, David's not the chair any longer.
But he's got friends in high
places. He's got fingers in pies, hasn't he? He'll probably get you in.
Yeah.
If you'd like to make a booking, then please contact Claire Fisher at the iodkent.com/Kent branch. Cool.
Also, it's tea time, Wednesday the 18th of September. This is 8:30 to 12 noon. It's at Stoneleys Golf Centre in Ebbsfleet Lane, Ramsgate. And it's £20, excluding VAT. Stoneleys Golf Centre is the golf centre where enjoying the game is more important than anything else. It's located in Ramsgate on the beautiful Kent coast. So let's give you some details. You need to contact Tracy.Reynolds, R-E-Y-N-O-L-D-S, at kentchannelchamber.co.uk. And the website is www.kentchannelchamber.co.uk.
Cool, thank you for that. We've had another tweet from Lisa. The 16th of October, which is when Sonia's workshop is my son's birthday. Perhaps we could bring him along for a treat. I think he'd really love that. That's probably be his favouritest present of all
I've
time.
I've met her son, and he's lovely.
He is lovely,
charming.
Yes. Yeah.
Federation of Small Businesses, Mid-Kent Branch Members Evening at the Library in Castle Road, Allington. That's Monday the 23rd of September, 6:45 to 7 p.m. The guest speaker is Nick Rowell, Cashflow Out of the Box, and Andrew Craddock, NACFB, Finance for Business. Bring a friend. Tea, coffee and bickies will be available. You can go on to 3w.2013midkentmembermeeting.eventbrite.com.
Cool. We've had a tweet from Chris Ashford at CAD Design Kent.
Hello, Chris.
At CAD Design Kent on the Twitter. And he says, really enjoyed the show, listening for the first time. Speak soon. Thank you, Chris. I've got an email here. A special automotive public relations firm has been ranked one of the country's leading performers. PFPR Communications, based in Maidstone, climbed 10 places to 38th in the top 50 consumer agency table put together by PR Week magazine. It was also placed 20th in the top 40 outside London chart, the highest for a Kent agency. It ranked 111th, up three places in the list of top 150 consultancies for the 2013 year. It's the highest ever placing for a Kent agency. PFPR, regarded as one of Europe's leading specialist automotive PR and events agencies, employs 23 people at its offices in Turkey Mill, Maidstone. I used to work in Turkey Mill.
Did you?
It's my first job when I left school.
Yeah, that's my friend Pip Clarkson has a PR agency there.
When I was there, it was a paper mill.
Yes, well, you are that old, aren't you?
I am indeed.
At least it wasn't Turkey's.
That's true. Go on, read another email.
TC's Trade Project would like to invite you to participate in a one-day B2B networking event in France on Tuesday the 17th of September.
Zut alors.
Zut alors. Monsange, Edon.
Labre.
Labre. Kent companies will be able to meet the number of French businesses from a variety of, you need to play your accordion now, of different sectors. Following a networking lunch, Kent companies will have the unique opportunity to undertake a tour of the production facilities at Pernod Ricard. Oh, I do love a Ricard. The world's leading company in the wine and spirits sector. Places are limited. See 3ws.2SEAS2CsTrade.eu/events. Or you can just Google me, Jules Serkin, and I'll put you through to them.
Cool, thank you. I'm going to do one last email and then we're at the end of the show, really.
Yes, then we can go and have lunch.
We can indeed. The Ashford Festival of Arts and Technology will take place on the 27th, 28th and 29th of September. It's the first of this type of festival in Ashford and we hope to get the community involved in making it big and fun. There can be no festival without the people of Ashford. In our first display of creativity, we will bring together artists and local community groups to create a weekend of fun, visual indulgence and community spirit in Ashford Town Centre. Every year the Ashford Festival will have a theme based on the elements. We have decided to start with something that is bold, brave and daring, just like us. So the theme this year is fire.
Ooh.
The programme will ignite our senses with flamethrowers, handmade fire-themed arts, crafts and technology, fire dancers, light shows, fireworks and more. Ashford Festival is for all ages and aims to bring the community and creative minds together by allowing people a medium to express themselves freely and to showcase their talents. You can find out all about that by going to their website, which is www.ashfordfestival.org.
That sounds like a good event, doesn't it?
Absolutely. And that kind of brings us to the end of the show for today. Coming up later on Channel Radio, at 3 o'clock we have Extra Milk with Kevin Cann. That's followed by the ladies' favourite, Mr Craig Avery, at 5 o'clock.
There's a queue forming already.
Which includes the sporting letter from America, read by yours truly.
Mm-hmm.
And then at 9 o'clock we have the awesomely good New Potato Show, which is featuring everything that's great in up-and-coming new and unsigned music. And that's presented by Mr. Jamie Liftarm and the
Jamie
crew.
Jamie Andrews.
It is indeed. So do stay tuned to Channel Radio for the rest of the day. For the moment, though, thank you for listening to The Business Bunker with me, Paul Andrews, and the delightful Jules Serkin, and our fantastic guests, Miriam McGurk, author of Tales from Turkey, our guest, Sonia Hurren, Parenteen UK,
yes.
And also Mr. Derek Arden, who is going to be talking at the East Kent B2B show on negotiating skills. Thank you all for joining us on the Business Bunker show. It's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you all. We will be back next week with another show. In the meantime, have a fabulous week, and we will see you all soon.
Bye.
Miriam, just
love you, Paul.
Yes.
Love you, Jules.
We love you all.
They planned that, didn't they? Mwah. That's enough of that. Thank you very much. We will be back next week. Bye for now.
Bye.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.
Temp Network provides reliable temporary staff to your business. Shouldn't Temp Network be supporting your business? Please contact us on 01892 531 777 or visit tempnetwork.co.uk. Come on.